Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nnamdi Matabike met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 6 meeting with Washington.
I mean, obviously, as a keynote of the game, kind of line up. So I'll just take you through that play if you could.
Yeah, you know, it was winding down the fourth quarter, and, you know, we definitely needed to, you know, make like a huge stop to win the game. And, you know, me and Jabba, we ran a little text game, and I got through there and brought them down, you know, stopped their momentum or kind of stopped what they got going on, you know what I'm saying, try to discombobulate them, and it worked out. And, yeah, that's kind of how it went. Yeah.
Nnamdi, what do you see out of Jaden Daniels? And to that point, how similar is he to what you see every day in practice in the morning?
Yeah, he's a great player, you know, has a lot of hardware from college, you know what I'm saying, great athlete, you know, playing really good ball. So, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us for sure.
What about how similar he is? Not saying he is Lamar, but yeah. You know, the similarities when they're on the field. I mean,
yeah, they're both really, really fast. They both can run the ball. They can throw the ball really well. So, yeah, those things, too. They both won Heisman. So, I mean, those things are similar. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the next opponent. That's how I see it. And as the days are going on, we're getting more dialed into what really he does best and try to see if we can make him one-dimensional.
As a defensive lineman, what's kind of your approach when you play a quarterback like that and you can really get escaping pressure and get it out of the pocket?
You know, just hit him. Just get in his face and hit him. You know, that's the approach every week, really. It depends if you're a pocket passer, if you're a dual threat, whatever it is, just hit him. You know what I mean? Stop his confidence or just stop whatever he feels like is going to work and just try to make him one-dimensional. And that's when we can really get, you know, that's when you can really have fun, you know what I mean, the pass game and all that stuff.
You guys have been able to make teams one-dimensional. They've had to throw, but yet they continue to have a lot of success throwing after that, which seems strange. What do you owe that to?
Just us, just working out in practice and just trying to get better, you know. And we're not perfect, but, you know, we're working our way to get to where we know we can get to. But it just takes us just one day at a time and just trying to really just slow the offense down on our opponents. Yeah.
The Commanders are not a team that you see very often, especially in the regular season. You see them in preseason a few times. But, you know, what's your take on this matchup from a rivalry, you know, kind of a localized rivalry standpoint?
My take is really, you know, it's going to be loud, you know. There's going to be a bunch of their fans here, obviously. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be a great game. You know, it's going to be high excitement. But, you know, I feel like all of us in the locker room, we're not really dialed into all that. We're dialed into just, you know, executing the plays and just making it about us at the end of the day.
Do